Senator Schmidt keeps going like this.
That's the
A. Well, I know, that's what I tell him. He's trying to do it for something else.
Melanin in it.
I wanted to take an opportunity to speak on an issue that I became aware of. Late last week, I received a phone call from former State Senator Rita Days, and she informed me that she was going to be terminated from her position of being a director on St. Louis County Board of Elections. This was concerning to me. I asked her how long she knew. She actually knew for a few weeks and decided not to talk about it publicly, but wanted to talk to her senator, which is myself, and also as her senator, I have been communicating ongoing with the governor's office. He was not aware of the move that many of the members of the Board of Elections was trying to make in removing her from her position. Just to give you a little bit of background, the person who held the position that Senator Days held until 2 o'clock this afternoon was someone from Labor, St. Louis County Labor, a Caucasian male. And when she was put into this position, there were many people who were upset that there was an African American who was put into a position in St. Louis County dealing with elections. And that was about 4 years ago. And if you remember, we started hearing about Steve Stenger running for county executive. Charlie Dooley had made several appointments of African Americans in important positions, which was an incredible move going against tradition, which in St. Louis County, tradition, it has been defined by having brothers and uncles and sons who are put into certain positions, who have been a long line of folks who have been in leadership without opening up opportunity to women and to minorities. So when Senator Days called last week, I obviously was dismayed and got on the phone with several people trying to see if we could negotiate something out. Over the course of the weekend, Governor Nixon, to his own credit and his staff, tried to resolve the issue in every single way that they could with no agreement. And so we come to today. Senator Days and I spoke first thing this morning, and I let her know the communication from Governor Nixon's office. They tried to do as much as they could, but the people who are in power in St. Louis County were absolutely against resolving the issue. Senator Days is the only African American who has been on the Board of Elections for the last 4 years. The environment that we are in right now is one of distrust of state government, of local government. What we are experiencing is racial chaos. There are people who I have seen, who I represent, who do not trust government whatsoever. And then there are other people like the Congressional Black Caucus who have been saying, we've got to get out and vote. There are other people as well, Democrats, who say we have to get out and vote. When you have a county that has at least 45% minority population, you would hope that that would be reflected on the St. Louis County Board of Elections. As of right now, every single member of the St. Louis County Board of Elections is white. And what we have been told is that this is a promise, a commitment from County Executive Stenger. We don't know if that's true. That has been told to me several times. Again, looking at history 4 years ago, there were several people who were upset that there was a position that had been put aside for labor for years. For years. This is part of institutional bias, again, where there is the status quo who always represents a position, and people who happen to represent the African American community or women's groups are never reflected in leadership positions. So this is a sea change that Charlie Dooley created, and it's being undone as we speak right now. Now, here's what's important. What is important is the history of Senator Days and Representative Butler. He's the one who reminded us of the history that Rita Days had. She was the chair of the Elections Commission, or the Elections Committee in the House for over 5 years, the chair. She has a history of dealing with elections policy. And it is told to me that the person who will be replacing Senator Days is a young person from Labor who has no history, zero history, in elections policy. We all know that in the last several years there have been some great changes in St. Louis County so that we do not have problems when it comes to voting. It's important to have someone who is overseeing all of the daily processes, everything that's going on in St. Louis County, so everyone's vote is counted. There have been problems along the way where Senator Days was the person who fixed those problems that came up. She has absolutely been a leader when it comes to individuals exercising their right to vote. Now that there is a election board that is all white, my constituents are very concerned about having diversity on this board. Without diversity, how can we move forward? With so many people not trusting government, and there are so many people who are part of the status quo, there's so many people who are saying just get out and vote. How do any of the people who don't trust government, how do they trust at this point when the only African American representing St. Louis County who has a history of elections policy, how do they trust our system and our processes when that person is removed by an entire white board? And that's where we that's why we are here today. My background before I was ever elected is I worked in state government. I experienced institutional bias and racism. Because of what has happened on August 9th, I don't want anyone to have to go through that. And also, I'm a louder sounding board than I have been before, because we have been marginalized when we speak up as African Americans, when there is inequality within our own caucus. And the experiences that we have had often only demonstrate that there's a problem within the institution. And until we speak about it and uncover it, the veil has already been lifted after August 9th. And what we have to do in this legislature is continue to speak about injustices. Now, I will go backwards and tell you, frankly, yes, this is an appointed position. Yes, it is. Never in history, however, has there been a removal of a director without them being able to finish their term. So this is straight politics. While it's okay for the new administration to have their own select person, never has there been a removal of a person. Now, I am being told that Senator Days is being removed because of her alliance with Charlie Dooley 5 years ago. Anyone who wants to purport that she has had a relationship or has been political for the last 4 years is absolutely wrong. When you are a director on the Board of Elections, you cannot be political. You take an oath saying that you cannot be political. So what this is political payback. Totally. Now, one of the suggestions that I have as I've been speaking with the governor and some of the members of the Black Caucus and others is we want Senator Days to be reappointed by the governor, number one. Number two, any appointments moving forward, if it's so important for labor to be represented, I would like those who are in labor to work with the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists so that those folks who are part of labor will be part of the elections process and people like myself and others have the opportunity to be represented. Politically, I don't understand why a move would be made like this. Everyone wants a Democrat in the White House in 2016. It's interesting to note that Charlie Dooley won by 20,000 votes 4 years ago, and then 8 years ago, and our current county executive only won by 1,800 votes. That's a clear indication that St. Louis County is vulnerable. So as there are members of my own party who want to continue in the status quo, I want them to think long-term. And here's another point that I'd like to make. In the Senate, I represent St. Louis County. St. Louis County has a lot of interests. And, you know, some of my constituents have said that there has been a lack of communication with the new county executive. I know people for a fact have been telling me that there's been a lack of communication and outreach, and it's not starting as of November. It started as people were trying to develop a relationship with the current county executive after he won the primary. And so it is important that everyone has an opportunity to communicate with our county executive, but that he also understands the environment that we're in today. Had this been 4 years ago, perhaps it wouldn't be a big deal in St. Louis that the only African-American represented on the St. Louis County Board of Elections was removed. But we're in an environment now where history is being developed. We're creating history because of what happened on August 9th. And the environment says that you should have policy that is reflective of the conditions of your area. So there's a lot of unrest, racial unrest. And we're at a point where we want to engage as many people as possible and also reflect. Government should be reflecting what our communities look like. And so today, while Senator Days is an incredible person, the only hope that many of my constituents have had is to have someone that looks like them who actually knows election policy. I've spoken a little bit more than I wanted to, but I'm sure that there are other people who would like to speak from their position.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll get in for a second. I'm a Clem Smith State Representative of the 85th District, and I have the honor of representing Senator Days. She also is a constituent of mine. My concern here is of fairness. And get back possibly because of some political agenda. Senator Days has been a good person for that district. She represented it well in every capacity, from school board, from being the chair of elections here in Missouri's legislature, until right now on the Board of Elections. And when you see something like this happen to someone good, it brings up concern. I'm up here and I'm gonna support the constituent that I have, just as well as the senator will, and that's why I'm here today, and that's the only reason I'm here today, to get to the bottom of this and for fairness. This has been brought to my attention. This is unprecedented. We need answers of why this happened, and at this time, you know, we just come off of a holiday celebrating communities working together, and then we have an issue like this. So it's troubling to me. It's troubling to people in the 85th District, and it's troubling to the members that stand here today.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you. If y'all have any questions.
Other than what you've heard and what people have said to you, are you certain that this person was fired for their race and not because of some other reason? I mean,
it's political. It's absolutely political. But again, I want to go back to what our environment looks like right now in St. Louis County. And we have an uprising of people who have been treated unfairly, who have been targeted, who have been attacked. And we're just coming off of a wonderful weekend of celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King. We are in the Jubilee year of Selma. Obviously, St. Louis is the focus of everyone's attention throughout this nation. And when we talk about institutional bias and institutional racism, this is one example of it, institutional bias. For Senator Days to have such a healthy background in election policy and be removed now, what should have happened, and I'm not the advisor for the county executive, but what should have happened is that she should have been able to complete her term. And that's what has always happened. And so I think because of promises that have been made, the anger that many in the labor movement have had, a lot of that anger, they want payback. It was a white labor person who was in that position before. County Executive Dooley and the governor wanted to have Senator Days to diversify the board, and people were angry. If you remember about 4 years ago, you know, the conversation was, okay, County Executive Dooley is making too many black appointments. You know, Miss Oliver, who is over the training center for the firefighters and the police officers in Wellston, there was a big upheaval then when an African-American woman with a law degree was put into a position of leadership, and rank and file were upset because their brothers and their uncles and their sons may have not been able to get into the training program. And they were upset that Ms. Oliver wanted to diversify, and again, diversify the people who are taking training to become firefighters and police officers. What we're talking about right now, one of the issues on the table right now is about fair representation in police departments. Well, how does that happen? We're talking about fair representation on the St. Louis County Election Board. How does that happen? It happens by people who are really strong, who are courageous, and who want to support diversity. By having it now an all-white board, I don't know how my community is going to be fairly represented. In fact, I'm pretty sure it will not be fairly represented.
You said you spoke with the governor a lot, and that your
his office.
Your desire is to have him reappoint this individual. Any progress on that front? I mean,
so we're waiting for the governor to make a decision. This is something that he did not see coming whatsoever. We would like for her to be appointed back into this position. You know, she's done a great job. And, you know, I have to go backwards and talk about, you know, what happened before the 60s and then what happened after. So before the 60s, you have outward racism. It was very clear, you know, the Jim Crow laws, you have all of that. After the 60s, racism became defined in a different way. And a lot of the experiences that people had was not having access to housing, this happens in state government right now, not being promoted when you have all of the background that you should have to be promoted in state government, not having access to equal educational opportunities, not being able to get a job. And this is another symptom, this is another example of how the institution of prejudice and bias is failing a community that needs to be heard and needs to be treated equally.
My name's Don Logue, and I've had the pleasure of working with the senator on healthcare legislation. I'm from Baldwin, Missouri. Once lived in Springfield, Illinois, where I was city coordinator there, so I have some background in terms of what's important in moving a community forward and dealing with issues like this. And the reason I'm here is in support of her because I have such a tremendous respect for her courage in being on the front lines on the issue of racial equality. And I work in real estate, I work in healthcare. I've done community development related consulting in other communities across the country that are facing similar problems. And the truth is, unless we do embrace diversity and make sure that and pay attention to the concept of we all do well if we all do well. Until we confront the institutionalized racism that exists in St. Louis, we will be held back in the process of global competition in creating the type of community that we want with the tax base and the quality of life that we all want. And we can't do that by leaving out any particular segment of the community. And this decision apparently is very insensitive and moves us in backward rather than forward in those efforts. So thank you.
Thank you.